hands, with our eyes, and we'll handle with our hands, and those kind of things. That's all we're looking for. Amen. Just stuff to bring in that you can enjoy what you see with your hand. But the main thing is to get God in your heart. You don't see God, but you see his work that he do. You say, well, I'm saved, I'm sanctified. Well, it should be more to it than just what you say about it. You showed it. Let the world see. What did Jesus say in St. John 13:34? What did he say?
A new commandment.
I give unto you.
That you love one another. As I have loved you.
Just like I love you.
That you also love one another. By this. All men shall know. That ye are my disciples.
How come?
If ye have loved one to another.
That's what the Bible said. Sometimes people say, I don't care what you think, because I know what I got in my heart. You got to know it. Somebody got to know you got it, brother, than you.
Mm-hmm.
Huh?
Amen.
If you got money and don't nobody know you got it but you, you look pretty bad. Because your money going to show you up.
Yes.
Ain't that right? Because one thing about it, you're going to buy things. And then you're going to look good. Then you're going to make somebody else want to be like you. Right? You're going to drive a nice automobile. Somebody else going to want to drive one like you're driving.
Amen.
Right? Amen. So the life we live, we ought to live that life so someone else will want to live the life that we live it.
Amen.
That's why all men will see that you God's child.
Yes, sir.
We don't know what we're going to be.
Right.
But when he shall appear.
We shall be like him.
We shall be like him.
But we shall see him. As he is.
As he is.
Yes, sir.
We shall see him as he is.
Amen.
Is you looking for him? Is you looking for him?
Amen.
Huh? The Bible says he's going to appear the second time.
Right.
Without sin unto salvation to those that look for him.
Amen.
Is you looking for him? My sins today, is you looking for him?
Mm-hmm.
Is you looking for Jesus?
Yes, sir.
You see the trouble that he said you would see. You see the folk don't love one another like he said they would do. You see that because the naked shall abound.
Yes.
The love of many would wax cold.
Mm-hmm.
Do you see it?
Amen.
The love of the people is waxing cold. Do you see it?
Amen.
Hallelujah to God. Is you looking? Is you looking for Jesus? The Bible says we're coming with clouds.
Yes.
And every eye shall see him. Is you looking? What you talking about?
Yes, sir.
Is you looking? Hallelujah to God. What do you do when you're looking for special company to come to your house?
Yes, sir.
What do you do? What do you do?
Yes.
When you're looking for special people to come to your house, what do you do to your house?
Mm-hmm.
Clean it up.
Yes, sir.
Clean it up.
Yes, sir.
Get all the trash out of sight.
Mm-hmm.
Isn't that right? Make your house look clean. Bless God.
Mm-hmm.
But the Bible says, clean up.
Yes, sir.
The filth of the flesh.
And spirit.
And spirit.
Perfecting holiness.
Perfecting holiness.
In the fear of God.
In the fear of God. Clean up that house. Clean it up.
Yes, sir.
When the house of this tabernacle shall be dissolved.
Yes.
We look for a building of God.
Yes.
Not made with hands.
Right.
Isn't that right?
Amen.
Eternal into heaven.
Yes, sir.
Eternal life. Is you looking for it? Is you looking? Is you looking? Is you looking? Is you looking? Hallelujah to God. You're looking beautiful today. You look like saints.
Yes.
Got on your white clothes. That look good. Others got on the uniform like black. Hallelujah to God.
Yeah.
Uniform in natural thing. But what we want to be is uniform in spirit. We want to be perfectly united together.
Yes.
Get the Holy Ghost. Get the thing that God said he was going to give. And we got to feed the flock of God.
Yes.
Taking the oversight thereof. Not by constraint,
yes,
but willingly.
Willingly.
Not for filthy lucre, but a ready mind.
Ready mind. Yes, sir.
You got a ready mind. Is your mind ready?
Yes.
Mind ready? Hallelujah to God.
Amen.
Somebody can see what you're doing. They can look and see it. Isn't that all right today?
Amen.
Ephesians chapter, amen. Thank God for the Holy Ghost. We're going to get Ephesians and talk about, amen, what the apostle said that we, the life we're going to live. And who shall get us to living right like that?
Yes, sir.
Ephesians. Huh? Ephesians 4 and 11.
Ephesians 4 and 11.
Come on with it.
And he gave some apostles.
He gave some apostles.
And some prophets.
And some prophets.
And some evangelists.
And some evangelists.
And some pastors and teachers.
And some pastors and teachers.
For the perfecting of the saints.
For what? Doing what?
For the perfecting of the saints.
He said, give it to us.
Yes.
Amen.
Amen.
He give you. He give it. He give it. He give the minister the tools he's supposed to work with. Huh?
Amen.
He gave him. He gave him the put him in place.
Yes, yes.
To get the saints perfect.
That's right.
Huh?
Amen.
Folks, get a perfection.
Amen.
Huh? Don't just work around the edges. Work with the thing.
Yes, sir.
Because, you know, I'm going to work with it. Amen.
Amen.
When I was working naturally, I know how to work with my tools. That reason I wasn't always getting fired and going to all kinds of different jobs. Amen.
Amen.
I didn't have to do that. I stayed with one or two jobs all the while. Talk back to me.
Amen.
When I got to work for myself, I worked for myself with people 25 years.
Yes.
Amen.
Amen.
And since I don't got almost too old to work, they still call me by it. Because what we did was we took the tools that we had and worked with them and did the job what the tool called for.
Yes, sir. Right.
Hallelujah to God. You got to have the right kind of tool. Amen.
Amen.
And sometimes people don't know. Amen. They might have the wrong tool. They're trying to do something with it. Amen. A carpentry got to have a hammer.
That's right.
And he have, if he a real good one, he going to know. You got to have more than one hammer.
Yeah. That's right.
You got what they call a framing hammer. And they got just what they call a regular claw hammer. Then they got a hammer they call a finishing hammer when people don't know nothing about it. Some of them been carpentering for years and never know they had a finishing hammer.
Yeah.
Amen.
Amen.
And a finishing hammer, it got a face on it, a little bit different from the other hammer. But the face on that hammer won't let it slip off and be hidden in the wood and knocking dents in it.
Yeah.
Now see, you didn't even know that.
That's right.
That's where the word of God go. Whole lot of time you think, bless God, you're up there on the top, but a whole lot of things you don't know about.
Amen.
And Jesus said, take my yoke upon you and learn of me.
Learn of me.
Woo! Got to learn about him. You got to know about him. Isn't that right?
Yes, sir.
Hallelujah to God. You got to handle this thing like you know it.
Yes, sir.
Huh?
Amen.
Thank God for the Holy Ghost. What did it say?
And he gave some apostles.
Gave some apostles.
And some prophets.
And some prophets.
And some evangelists.
Some evangelists.
And some pastors and
some
teachers.
Some pastors and teachers.
For the perfecting of the
saints.
For
the perfecting of the saints.
For the work of the ministry.
For the work of the ministry.
For the edifying of the body of Christ.
For the edifying the body of Christ.
So we all come into the unity of the faith.
All coming to the unity of the faith.
And of the knowledge of the Son of God.
All coming to the unity of the faith.
Yes, sir.
And the knowledge.
Yes.
Of
the
Son of God.
Amen.
Knowledge.
Knowledge. Yes, sir.
Knowledge.
It's the knowledge.
Knowledge. Knowledge.
Knowledge.
Of the Son of God.
Yes, sir.
Isn't that right?
Amen.
Read.
Unto a perfect man.
What kind of man?
A perfect man.
Nobody perfect. How you gonna come to a perfect man? Well, nobody perfect. Well, how you gonna come to that perfect man? You ain't nobody perfect. Well, if that's not so, the Bible done told us something wrong. Mm-hmm. Is the Bible talking?
It's talking.
Is the Bible right?
It's right.
Is the Bible God's word?
Amen.
Is that and who talking then?
Right.
If the
talking.
Bible God would, who talking?
God talking.
Is God saying something wrong?
No.
Who's mouth right? God's mouth or men's mouth?
God's mouth.
God's mouth.
Amen.
God's mouth.
Amen.
What did it say?
Till we all come into unity of the faith.
All coming to the unity of the faith.
And of the knowledge of the Son
and
of God.
And the knowledge of the Son of God.
Unto a perfect
unto
man.
Unto what?
A perfect man.
You see what we've been doing? We've been learning these weak-kneed preachers' mouth. And the other folks that have been talking. You don't go by what they say. You go by what the scriptures say. He that believe on me. As the scripture had said.
Amen.
Out of his mouth shall flow, out of his belly, rather, shall flow rivers.
Rivers. Of living water.
Of living water.
Amen.
Hallelujah to God.
Yes, sir.
Praise his name today.
Amen.
Read it.
Unto a perfect
unto
man.
Unto a perfect man.
Unto the measure.
Unto the measure.
Of the stature.
Of the stature.
Of the fullness of Christ.
Measures and stature.
Yes.
Of the fullness of Christ.
Amen.
Can we come to that?
Amen. Yes, you can.
He tried to tell you how to be everything, but be like Christ.
Amen.
You got to be like Christ. Amen. The Bible said, when he shall appear, we shall be like him.
Mm-hmm.
When he shall appear, we shall be like him.
Yes, sir.
Amen now.
Amen.
Listen to the word.
Yes, sir.
Well, what's going to make you look like the white dress you got on is the word.
Yes, sir.
You're white all inside then.
Amen.
God got in the inside and make the inside right.
Amen.
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 Because the stuff come from the inside to the outside. What's go in, you come out.
Amen.
Amen. Amen. Bible says, out of the abundance of a man's heart, his mouth speak.
Yes, sir. Right.
Thing come out your mouth, come out your heart. Right. Isn't that right? Mm-hmm. Let good things come out your mouth.
Amen.
Talk about holiness.
Yes, sir.
Talk about sanctification.
Yes, sir.
Talk about how good God is.
Amen.
Talk about where God done brought you from. Mm-hmm. Huh?
Amen.
He brought you out of darkness. He put you in the marvel of light.
Yes, sir.
He give you the Holy Ghost.
Amen.
His spirit got in you. Jehovah glory. Come on with it.
Unto the measure.
Unto the measure.
Of the stature.
Of the stature.
Of the fullness of Christ.
Of the fullness of Christ.
That we henceforth.
From now on.
Be no more children.
No more children.
Tossed to and fro.
Here it is.
Mm-hmm.
What did it say?
That we henceforth.
From now forward.
Be no more children.
No more children.
Tossed to and fro.
Tossed to and fro.
And carried about with every wind
and
doctrine.
Carried about with every wind and doctrine.
By the sleight of men.
By the sleight of men.
And cunning craftiness.
Cunning craftiness.
Whereby they lie in wait to deceive.
They lie and wait to deceive you. Don't let them deceive you.
Amen.
Bible said, be not mocked. Huh? Mm-hmm. After that evil stuff.
Yes, yes.
Don't be deceived. God is not mocked.
Yes, right.
Amen. Whatsoever you sow, that shall you also reap. Amen.
Amen.
What you sow to the flesh, you're going to reap corruptions.
Yes, sir.
What you sow to the spirit, you're going to reap
life.
Life.
Everlasting.
Everlasting.
Amen.
Huh? So God is not mocked.
Mm-mm.
You can't fool with God.
Amen.
Amen. God is a spirit. And those that worship him must worship him.
In spirit.
In spirit.
And in truth.
And truth. And truth. We got to be truthful.
Yes, sir.
Isn't that right? Amen. Don't think you can get in the dark somewhere and do something because men can't see you. But ain't nothing dark to God.
Amen.
Huh?
Amen.
He see dark as well as light.
Yes, sir.
Amen.
Amen.
See, there's animals can see as well as day is a can at night.
That's right. That's right.
See, a dog can see at night just like he see in daytime.
That's right.
Well, he just got eyes like we is. They look like ours, but something in that we ain't got.
That's right.
Is that right? God knows what he was doing when he made us. Right. Ain't that right? So he know we got unruly. And we see like that. Isn't that right? Amen. So he made us where we can get into that kind of thing. Right. Hallelujah to God.
Amen.
Mm-hmm. You can get your lights on and see a deer way down the road. You can see them eyes shining. Because that light, flaring off of that light that he got in his eye. Talk back to me.
Yes, sir. Right.
Hmm? Hallelujah to God. We used to possum hunting. You get up in a coon, get him up in a tree, then you shine a light up in there till you get him on the head and his eyes shining. Mm-hmm. Right? Then you put your rifle, whatever you shoot him, shoot up there and knock him out from up there. Talk back to me. Huh?
Amen.
Let your light so shine.
Yes.
So men may see your good way.
Yes, sir.
And they too may glorify God. Live the life that somebody else want to live that.
Amen.
Live a holy life like what someone else will want to live that same life you living. Huh?
Amen.
We have a grand time here. We got good musicians. Ain't that right? Amen. We don't have to beg for them. We don't have to send out at them.
Mm-hmm.
Amen. We ain't got to offer them a salary. We ain't got to offer them nothing. Amen. Amen. All he wanted a place up here. And you give it to him, he going to come up here and go to work.
Yes, sir.
Talk back to me.
Amen.
And I believe they enjoy that.
Yes.
And that way we ought to enjoy ourselves.
Amen.
Isn't that right?
Amen.
Let's just go to work.
Yes, sir.
And work for God. Thank God for the Holy Ghost.
Amen.
I'm right about this thing. I feel good about it, too.
Yes, sir.
Amen.
Amen.
We have trials in this world.
Yes, sir.
Tribulation comes.
Amen.
Sorrow, weeping, and moaning, and all kind of stuff. But we got a God.
Yes.
Gonna take us where he at. No more crying. No more moaning. No more weeping.
Amen.
He gonna wipe all tears from your eyes. No more sorrow. No more dying. Isn't that all right today?
Amen.
We don't think about dying no more. Hmm?
Amen.
We're looking for a new heaven.
Yeah.
And a new earth.
Yes.
Wherein
dwelleth
righteousness.
Yes, sir.
Righteousness.
Right.
Righteousness.
Mm-hmm.
Somebody read last night, said righteousness exalts the nation.
Yes.
But sins,
sin,
a reproach to any people. Hallelujah to God.
Yes.
I'm glad today that I got out of sin. Amen.
Amen.
Bible said when you have suffered,
yes,
in the flesh,
yes,
you cease from sin.
Cease from sin.
Cease from it. Cease from sin.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm thinking that talking about stop sinning.
Stop. That's right.
Stop sinning. Because you suffered for God.
Mm-hmm.
You're suffering for God.
Mm-hmm.
It's something that's going to get in you.
Yes.
That caused you to cease from sin.
Yes, sir.
Because you're suffering for God.
Mm-hmm.
And he give you that thing that gets in you. You got the thing in you to keep you from sinning in you.
Yes, sir.
It's in you. Isn't that right? It's in you. And it's in you. It's in you. You in you. Hey!
Yeah.
Isn't that all right? Get it in you. The hope of glory. The hope is in you. The faith is in you. The righteousness is in you. You, you, and you. You, you, and you. You, you, and you. Hey!
Yes.
Aren't you glad today that you got him in you? That you can walk upright. You can walk holy.
Holy.
You can walk sanctified.
Yes.
Filled with the Holy Ghost.
Yes.
Ain't that right? Hallelujah to God. You can kick up your heels.
Yes.
Love God.
Yes.
He's holy.
Holy.
Sanctified.
Yes.
He said, I sanctify
myself
that you also may be sanctified through the truth. Isn't that right? We got to build up ourselves on our most holy faith.
Praying
in the Holy Ghost. Isn't that all right?
Yes, sir.
All right.
All right.
All right.
All right.
All right.
All right. Glory.
Hey. Hey. Do you love him today?
Yes.
Do you love God? Hey.
Yes.
Do you love Jesus?
Yes.
Hey. Hey. Thank you, Jesus. We love your name. Your name is a strong tower. The righteous run into it and they are saved. Hey.
Glory. 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 Yes.
Keep on reading.
But speaking the truth in love.
Speaking the truth in love.
May grow up into him.
May grow up into him.
In all things.
In all things.
Which is the head.
Which is the head.
Even Christ.
Even Christ.
From whom the whole body.
The whole body.
Fitly joined together.
Fitly joined together.
And compacted.
And compacted.
By that which every joint supplied.
Some compacted. Mean his heavily. His joint is tightly joined together.
Yes, tightly. Yes, sir.
Huh?
Amen.
Hallelujah to God. I'm gonna go way back now and just mention something. They used to have a thing they call a cotton gin. And the thing, it got that now, but I mean not all around. And it pulls the cotton over into a bin. Mm-hmm. All of it just fall over in there.
Yes.
Then it got a thing, everyone know why. They call that thing a compactor.
Yes, yes.
You see what I'm talking about?
Yes.
And it packs it down. Mm-hmm. And it pack it down, pack it down, pack it down. After a while, you get the thing full. Then they put the packer down on it and put the bands around it. Huh? Mm-hmm. And then when they lift the packer back up, it swells out and tighten up in them bands. That cotton is compacted
yes.
into one bundle. And he said, what there?
And compacted.
And compacted.
By that which every joint
that
supplied.
Which every joint. See that it tighten that up where the joints ain't loose.
That's right.
The joints is what we're thinking about. Mm-hmm. And we all got our mind on the same thing.
Yes.
Compacted in there.
Yes, sir.
And then it won't get all loosed up and you know how a wheel is. They got the thing in there and got those things pressed on where the thing just go. It can't go nowhere but just the way he fixed it. Mm-hmm. And when you get compacted with God, we can't go nowhere but where he fixed us.
Right, right.
Huh?
Amen.
Because we got it by him. We living by his spirit. All right, come on.
And compacted
yes.
by that which every joint supplies
uh-huh.
according to the effectual working in the measure of every part.
When the ligament go to weighing out on your knee, then your knee going to hurt you.
Yes, sir.
Because it loose in there. Huh?
Yes, sir.
Something going to weighing out in there and then it get loose in there. See, that's why we mess up and go to doing old home funny kind of stuff.
Yes.
It's too loose. Hallelujah to God.
Amen.
So it got tightened up a little bit. Hallelujah to God. Read.
Make an increase of the body.
Make an increase of the body.
Unto the edifying of itself in love.
Edifying yourself in love.
This I say therefore.
This I say therefore.
And testify in the Lord.
Testify in the Lord.
That ye henceforth.
From now.
Walk not as other Gentiles
walk. Don't walk like sinners.
In the vanity of their mind.
That's how they walk.
Yes, sir.
That's how sinners walk. Right. In the vanity of their mind.
Amen.
They do vain things. That's yes, what they're talking about. They do things that are not edifying to God. Right. They do things contrary to God.
Amen.
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 Walk not yeah. as the other Gentiles walk.
In the vanity of their mind.
Don't walk like them.
Having the understanding God.
Doesn't have the understanding.
Being alienated from the life of
being
God.
Being alienated from the life of God.
Through the ignorance that is in them.
Through the ignorance that's in them.
Because of the blindness of
their heart. Blindness of their heart.
Amen.
Don't let your heart be blind. Come in here, amen, to listen to what the word has to say.
Amen.
Don't come here trying to find something wrong.
That's right. Amen.
Try to find something wrong, you'll see something wrong. Because the devil will show you something wrong. Or that's what you're looking for. Come to church to look for something wrong.
No.
You don't supposed to come to church looking for something wrong.
No, no, sir.
You're supposed to come here looking for something, the right thing.
Yes, sir.
Because you want to do right yourself. Talk back to me.
Amen.
Read it.
who being past feeling, has given themselves over unto lasciviousness, to work all uncleanness, with greediness.
Now y'all know that, right?
Amen.
The folk working that unclean stuff and they greedy at it.
Yes, sir.
That's how come it's so hard to get them out of it. Because they're greedy after that unclean thing they're working at.
Yes.
They're greedy at it. Talk back to me.
Amen.
Amen. Read.
But ye have not so learned Christ.
They said, reading and doing it, they hadn't learned Christ.
Yes, sir. If so be that you
hadn't learned him, that's what the Bible right. said.
Amen.
Bible said they hadn't learned it.
Hadn't learned him.
Amen. Read.
But ye have not so learned Christ.
Come on.
If so be that ye have heard him.
You have heard him.
And have been taught by him.
Have been taught by him.
As the truth is in Jesus.
As the truth is in Jesus.
That ye put off.
Put off.
Concerning the former conversation.
Put off the concerning the former conversation.
The old man.
The old man.
Which is corrupt.
Which is corrupt.
According to the deceitful lust.
Uh-huh.
And be renewed in the spirit of your mind.
Be what?
Be renewed.
Renewed.
In the spirit of your mind.
You're sitting out there in the audience. You want to be renewed.
Renewed.
Get in this.
Yes, sir.
Make up your mind. You want to live holy.
Holy.
You want to learn how to live right.
Yes, yes.
You want to learn what is God's way.
Amen. His way.
You already know what the word way is. You want to learn God's way.
Yes, sir.
And live for God. And be blessed of God. Yes. Hallelujah to God.
Glory. Hallelujah. Yes,
he
sir.
Said he was going to give you all the wood.
Yes.
And enough in here for all of us to have a good time, too. Fine time.
Yes, yes.
There won't be no cheating and stealing.
That's right.
Huh?
Amen.
We'll take what God got and enjoy it. Hmm?
Amen.
The saints of the Most High. Let's get that one.
Shall take the kingdom. Yes,
shall
sir.
Take the kingdom.
And possess it.
And possess it.
Forever.
Forever.
And ever.
And ever.
And even forever.
Even forever.
Yes, sir.
Forever.
And ever.
And ever.
Forever and even forever.
And even forever.
Yes, sir.
That's what he said. What are you looking for? My question back. What is you looking for? Where are you looking to end up at? Where is you going to spend eternity? You're going to spend it somewhere. Hmm? See? You die, you go in the grave, and you don't know nothing. Do you just want to go ahead on throughout another million years without knowing anything? If it didn't, you would still wouldn't know. Said Jesus gonna come back, come a new heaven, new earth. If be a million years away from here, when you die, you ain't gonna never know it was 1 year. Cause when you know anything, you're gonna be back, you're gonna be renewed and back in God. How you know where you were before you come here this time?
Mm-hmm.
Hmm? You didn't even know you was in the world that some days, some years after you've been born. You run around here in the world, amen, and drinking the milk and stuff that mama give you, and you didn't even know where you was at. And you didn't even think about it until you got old enough to think.
Yes.
Hmm? Just like you said, it's no heaven. I don't believe in no heaven. I don't believe in no hell. You didn't believe in no world either because you know him by it. Hmm?
Amen.
When you were here, that's when you thought they told you what it was. They said it was us. They said they don't believe the Bible. How come they call it us? They said they don't believe the Bible. How come they call it son, son?
That's right.
The Bible is the one said that.
Amen.
Ain't that right?
Amen.
The Bible said the son, amen, ruled the day, didn't it?
Yes, sir.
Do it rule it.
Amen. That's right.
They said the moon, amen, give light to the night. Do that. Is that what happened?
That's what's happening.
Huh?
Amen.
He said, send the rain. Amen. They said, God send the rain. Mm-hmm. Well, who you said send it?
God send the rain.
God send it.
Yes, sir.
Huh?
Amen.
What man got to do with it? How do man make it rain? Over all, make a rain cloud come all the way from California, every man off the coast, bless God, Pacific coast, and go all the way to the Atlantic coast. What man can create something like that?
None.
He doesn't exist.
That's right.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
That's it. That's what we're talking about. We're talking about the God we think did this. We ain't worried about the atheists and all them folks. Let them go ahead on and form their own churches. Amen. Let them folks with married men and the women marrying women, let them have their own church.
Yes, sir.
Don't accept them in your church doing that. Let them have their own, get their own church together. Amen.
Amen.
And all them other funny religions that you know about out there, you don't know nothing about, they got their own church, isn't it?
That's right.
Huh?
You do.
Say they won't marry us in their church. We won't get married in our church. Get your church. Mm-hmm. Or you don't believe what we believe.
That's right.
Don't believe what we believe. Homosexual folk don't believe what we believe. Yeah, some of them may be in here with us. I can't help it if you're in here. I got to tell the truth.
Amen. Right.
I ain't told you to go nowhere. Because I ain't caught you when there's no homosexuality business. Then I tell you like I tell them, sweetheart, with these girls, I'm going to tell them the same thing.
Same thing. Same thing.
If you don't stop, you're lost.
Right.
You got to repent and quit that stuff.
Amen.
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 That man got to leave his mother and father and get him a wife.
Get him a wife.
And a wife got to be a woman. And we ain't gonna believe nothing else. Amen.
Amen.
We're not gonna believe nothing else.
Amen.
Hallelujah to God. God will save anybody. Don't make no difference who you are. Don't make no difference what you want to do. You don't do everything you want to do, no how. Talk back to me.
Amen.
Devil go to try and tell you, get your man for your wife, you tell that devil, get out your faith. Amen.
Amen.
And then if that's what you want, you got to do without all of them. Bless God and all to serve God. Now. Amen.
Amen.
Get me wrong. 12 and 1. Mm-hmm. Hallelujah to God.
Romans 12 and 1.
Come on with you.
I beseech you therefore, brethren.
I beseech you therefore, brethren.
By the mercies of God.
By the mercies of God.
That you present your body.
That you present your body.
A living sacrifice.
What?
Holy.
Holy.
Acceptable unto God, which is your reasonable service. And be not conformed to this world.
See, you people hear me. You hear exactly what I'm preaching. And I didn't preach nothing there. Amen.
Amen.
You ain't no use. Don't even lay down and dream about me marrying you as you gonna marry another woman. Don't dream about it now. Because they know I ain't moving for that. Now you hear me, don't you?
Amen.
Hallelujah to God. So I'm not criticizing nothing but the devil's children.
Yes, yes.
I'm a critic to them. Huh? Mm-hmm. I'm a critic when it comes down to a whoremonger. Mm-hmm. Amen.
Amen.
And Paul said, according to what you wrote unto me, mm-hmm. It's better for a man not to touch a woman.
That's right.
Nevertheless,
that's right.
To avoid fornication. Let every man have his own wife.
Yes, sir.
And every woman her own husband.
Amen.
I'm never going to stop preaching that as long as I can open my mouth and my voice come out. Amen. Hallelujah to God. Amen. I ain't said no homosexual was more, amen, dirtier than anybody else. I ain't said that.
That's right.
And I'm not going to say it. Because if you not saved, you dirty.
That's right.
You got dirt on you. Yeah. Amen.
Yes.
So you ain't got no business, sweetheart, with no man, another man, and a man ain't got no business getting another woman, sweetheart, with her, and ain't intending for her to be his wife.
That's right.
Then the best thing to do, if you intend for her to be your wife, marry her first.
Yes, sir. Marry. Yes, sir.
Because when they mess you up and come up there and you're going to tell them, say, all right, I done did that and we done did this and look what we got here now. And then he going to say, well, somebody else was there too. They're like, I was. I don't know where that was mine. But one thing he do know, he went there.
Yes, sir. He went there. Yes, sir. He was there.
Now you got to give an account what you done doing.
That's right.
Woo! Present your body.
A living sacrifice. Holy.
Holy.
And acceptable unto God.
Acceptable unto God.
Which is your reasonable service. And be not conformed to this world.
Now, see what you're doing. You're doing these acts with your body. Mm-hmm. These acts you're doing them with your body. That's what you're doing. You're sinning against yourself. Against your own body.
It's your own body.
You're sinning against your own body. You ain't got to be no homosexual. You're sinning against your body. Homosexual sin against his body. You sin against your two. When you ain't got no, you're sinning with somebody ain't on your husband. Or ain't on your wife. Now I'm going straight down the line with this stuff. Amen.
Amen.
I ain't got no special person with this stuff.
Yes, sir.
Huh?
Amen.
When they knew God,
they glorified
him not as God.
As God.
They were vain in their imagination and foolish heart were darkened.
It was darkened. Yes,
professing themselves to be wise, then they became fools.
Yes, sir.
And then what did they do?
And changed the glory of the uncorruptible God into an image made like to corruptible man.
Read.
And to bird and the four-footed beast and creeping things.
Yes.
Wherefore God also gave them up to uncleanness through the lust of their own hearts to dishonor their own body between themselves.
Dishonor the body between themselves, the Bible said.
That's right.
Dishonor.
Yes, sir.
Dishonor.
Dishonor.
Amen. Amen.
To dishonor their own body
between
themselves.
Read.
Who changed the truth of God into a lie.
Read.
And worship and serve the creature more than the creator, who is blessed forever. Amen.
Now see, it seemed to be referring to homosexuals. But you can get in this predicament not being no homosexual now.
That's right.
See what I'm talking about? Huh? Because you can be vain in your imagination and don't be no homosexual.
That's right.
Now, isn't I'm going straight down the line?
Yes, sir. You're right.
Hallelujah to God.
Amen.
See, we're telling it right. We're telling it just like it is. Mm-hmm. Read on.
For this cause, God gave them up unto vile affections.
God gave them up to vile affections.
For even their women, they changed the natural use into that which is against nature. And likewise also the men. Leaving the natural use of the woman.
Burning their lust.
One toward another. Men with men.
And what?
Working that which is unseemly. And receiving into themselves
what?
That recompense of their error, which was meat.
Now, if I'm preaching the truth.
You preaching it.
If I'm preaching the truth.
Amen.
Can you say amen?
Amen.
All right. That sounds pretty good. If you're preaching what the Bible say, that's what we're preaching. Mm-hmm. We're not here trying to dodge nothing, do nothing funny. We ain't trying to run you nowhere. We want to help you. Help you get right.
Amen.
Amen. You ain't going to die if you don't get a husband, amen, and bear children and all that stuff. You ain't going to die. But the Bible says, get you one and bear children. God at the house.
Yes, sir.
Be chaste, keep it at home. That's what he told you. Now, all I'm doing is quoting what he said. You don't like me because I quote what he said? What you want me to say? Huh? Do you want me to say what you want me to say? Yeah, you have to write down on a piece of paper my sermon, and then I look at it and see, do I want to preach it? Yeah, right?
Yes, sir.
We holding you to what God said. That's what we're holding you to. Amen. He taught this little God what we're telling you about. That's all we're telling you. That's telling you what the ordinance of God is. Amen. You don't do wrong and do right too. You do wrong because you're not of God. That's why. Mm-hmm. Now, he that commits sin
is of the devil.
What? Who he are?
Of the devil.
Now, is I'm making that up?
No, sir.
Well, where you find that in the Bible?
Yes, sir. First Epistle John.
First Epistle John.
3:8.
3:8.
He that committed sin.
He that committed sin.
Is of the devil. For the devil sinned from the beginning. For this purpose. The Son of God was manifested. That he might destroy. The works of the devil.
The works of the devil.
Amen.
That he might destroy the works of the devil.
Amen.
Now ain't our job to destroy the works of the devil.
Amen.
If we soldiers to fight the devil.
Mm-hmm.
Huh?
Amen.
We soldiers to fight the devil.
Yes, sir.
Amen.
We soldiers to fight the devil.
Amen.
Amen.
That's right. Amen.
And we ain't the captain. Mm-hmm. And we ain't the chief. We the fighters. We the fighters. Isn't that right? And we got to put on the hold on.
Oh, that's right. Hold on.
You got to get on the fight.
Yes, sir.
And you got to get all the stuff to take the fight with.
Yes, sir.
And the thing that it take to fight the devil with is in this book.
Yes, sir.
Said, Holy Bible.
Holy Bible.
And when you open it and look and start to read, you want to see something about holy.
Yes, sir.
You want to read something about holy.
Holy, yes, sir.
You want to know how to live holy.
Yes, sir.
You want to know how to be sanctified.
Amen.
You want to be clean
when
you meet God.
Amen.
Huh?
Yes.
He said, clean all the filth of the flesh and spirits. Perfecting holiness in the fear of God. That's what the Bible says.
Yes, sir. Amen.
Having therefore these promises, dear beloved.
Yes.
Let us cleanse ourselves.
Yes, from all.
From all the filth of the flesh.
And spirit.
Don't you see? Do you see it?
Amen.
Do you see it?
Amen.
Do you people over there see it?
Amen.
Do you all see it?
Yes.
If you don't see it, keep on looking. Keep on looking.
Amen.
And you will see it.
Yes.
Isn't that right?
Amen.
Keep on coming to the Bible studies. We want to see more young people in our Bible studies.
That's right.
So you can help us out in living right. Amen. I know your forms up in your minds how you're going to grow up and have a whole lot and all this kind of stuff. But you got to work toward that point. If you work toward that point, you'll make it.
Amen.
Young men, you need to be saved. Don't you see how the young men getting destroyed in this day and time? How do you call yourself having a big time and all that kind of stuff? Wearing your pants hanging all down too low. What you think good about that?
Nothing good.
Why do you think something good about it? Who are you trying to please? Why you want to get a habit of putting your pants up every 30 seconds? You can't work good for nobody because you got to spend too much of your time pulling your clothes up. I told a man working with me one time, he had pants way down there and pulling them up, and I had this string that you tie. I went out there and got me a piece of it and cut it off. And I fold it where it'll fit around. I said, I ain't going to pay you to pull up, be working on your clothes. I'll call you out here. You use them hands for this material stuff I got here.
Right.
Not for putting up your pants. Say, put this thing around you and tighten it up. And then I told him, if you don't want to put it around you and tighten it up, you see that metal, that folk left there? You hit it. And then he put it on there and tightened them up. Amen.
Amen.
And the reason I did that, when we had some stones we put up to the top of the building, and we were topping up in one area of it, and these stones were pretty heavy. He had one of them up on his shoulder, carrying it around there, and his pants dropped all the way down to his feet. Then he had to lay that stone down and pick up his pants. Lord, he couldn't have been that way going to lay it down there.
Right.
See what I'm talking about? I ain't paying for that. Go to get a job. Put your clothes on right.
Amen.
Hey.
Amen.
Hallelujah.
Glory.
When they heard this,
they were pricked in their heart.
And said
unto Peter and the rest of the apostles,
come on,
men and brothers, what shall we do? Then Peter said unto them,
repent.
And be baptized. Every one of you.
How many?
Every one of you. In the name of Jesus Christ. For the remission
of sin.
And you shall receive the gift of the Holy Ghost.
What you think about it?
Amen.
Shall receive the gift of the Holy Ghost. Holy Ghost. Holy Ghost.
Yeah.
Holy Ghost. Isn't that right?
Amen.
Holy Spirit.
Yes.
Holy Spirit.
Yes.
Come on.